Om Shanti. Today's fragrance of essence. Baba is saying, sweet children, perform every deed while staying in remembrance, and many will continue to receive a vision of you. Sweet children, perform every deed while staying in remembrance, and many will continue to receive a vision of you. So Baba is asking us to have remembrance no matter what we are doing. And he is saying when we are in that stage, when we are remembering him with whatever we are doing, that others will receive vision of us. So how is it possible? And what remembrance is he wanting us to have? When we are performing ordinary deeds, he wants us to stay in remembrance. Remembrance of who we are. Remembrance that we are the original elevated souls and not this physical body. And also remembrance of the Father. Remembrance that Baba is with us and that Baba is doing his task through us. So when we stay in this elevated remembrance, then also we can remember what we are getting from Baba's company, what he is making us into. He is making us from no values and like shell to diamonds. So we remember the attainments that we are getting from Baba. And we also remember the inheritance that we are getting from him. He is giving us the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. So when we are doing deeds and remembering these things, our attitude becomes elevated. And when that becomes elevated, the effect of what we are doing doesn't affect us. So it is like we are experiencing liberation in life instantly. And when our stage is so high, we are able to create that vibrations around. So the others also can feel that vibrations. The other souls will experience that. And so what do we gain for ourselves when we stay in remembrance is, one, we are able to retain our original nature. Like we are able to get our values and use them in our deeds. When we remember that we are an elevated soul and when we remember that we are peaceful, pure and happy beings, then we are able to use that in whatever we are doing. That it shows in our actions. And when we experience that close relationship with Baba, then we are able to become like him. Whatever activity, it may be a simple act of walking around or touring around. Baba is saying when we do that in remembrance, we bring out his qualities, because whoever we stay close to or whoever we are remembering, we become like them. So, and that is our goal, right? That we are to become Bab Saman. So in order to become Bab Saman, we have to stay close to him. And how do we stay close to him? By having him in our thoughts, by having him in our remembrance with whatever we are doing. So when we stay close to him, it doesn't matter what we are doing. We need not do like, you know, big things like giving courses or giving lectures, but even routine activities like making food, preparing food or doing our daily chores. Even with those activities, if we are in remembrance, they become elevated. Because in whose remembrance are we doing that? In the remembrance of the elevated, like the Supreme Being. When our attitude is that high, even a simple act or simple action becomes elevated. So that is why we see even in bhakti, like there are a lot of memorials, even the deities, every single act of the deities is praised. why did that become a memorial? It's the memorial for this time, like when we Brahmins perform every act in Baba's remembrance, that's how other souls have benefited and they have created memorials in bhakti. Like even sleeping is sung and praised, anything like walking, talking, eating, everything, every act of deities has been praised and sung in bhakti. And that is because we do every act now in Baba's remembrance. So that is like we are purifying every action of ours. And also in that process, the purification of the soul is happening. And so that has become a memorial in bhakti. So, and how does Baba is saying that when we stay in remembrance and do things, that others will have visions. So how is that happening? Like we souls do not have the capacity to give visions to others. But when we are staying in remembrance while performing actions, what we are doing is we are becoming a channel. We are becoming a conduit for Baba to act through us. Because he doesn't have a body, he takes help, not just of Brahma Baba, but also of every single child that is in his remembrance. And he acts through us and he grants visions to the devotees. And he gets his job done through us. So when we have that connection properly, then Baba can act through us. We become his channels. So we have heard or read in the history of Yajna also that, you know, Brahma Baba would be just sitting and anybody who comes in front of him, they would start having visions. How did this happen? Because his connection was good. He was having connection to Shiv Baba, the father. So Baba, Shiv Baba worked through him and pulled all the souls, all the dadis that came. They had visions in the beginning. And Baba always says that whatever happened in the beginning, in the end also that's going to happen. And so he has to use us as channels to get other souls and to give them what they want. So when we practice staying in remembrance of Baba while we are doing whatever we are doing, then Baba is going to use us and give visions to other souls. And there is double benefit for us. One, we are benefiting ourselves and we are also helping other souls, so accumulating charity through that. So that we are gaining elevated stage, like liberation in life we are experiencing. So and when we stay in remembrance with simple acts, we don't need to use our brain that much, because Baba also always says, right, like you, all we have to do is we have to remember him and then he is going to even do the job of thinking for us. So when we practice that staying in remembrance with him with simple acts, then we become firm in that habit. So whatever we are doing, we can stay in remembrance and have that connection with Baba. And so just as Brahma Baba became the instrument for giving visions to different souls, we will also be able to become Baba's instruments. And when we stay close during most of the time doing activities, because when we are staying, sitting in remembrance or, you know, reading Murli or, you know, with Gyan and Yoga, we are only doing that for a certain period of time. Like, you know, for 1 hour, maybe reading Murli, and for one or two hours, or some may even sit for 4 hours and do yoga. But that is only limited. But most of the time, during the rest of the day, we are doing some action or the other. So that's why Baba is saying that we have to practice that staying in remembrance while doing action. That is how we can accumulate more than just by sitting and doing yoga. Because just that we cannot do for the whole day. We can't sit for the whole day and remember Baba. But if we practice staying in remembrance while doing every action, then our chart of remembrance will also increase much. And the more we stay in remembrance, the pure the soul gets, the more elevated, or the more it returns to its original nature. And when that happens, we are able to give visions to others. When we become more pure, others are also able to feel that through our vibrations and the atmosphere that is created. So Baba is asking us to stay in remembrance with every action, in order to be close to him all the time. And when we stay close to him, we become equal to him, and we also become equal to our complete or our perfect stage. So in Hindi, if we stay sameep to Baba, then we become saman. We become equal in his qualities and also virtues. We become like him, and we become perfect and complete. So that is our goal, to become complete and perfect. How do we get that? Not just by sitting and doing yoga for 1 or 2 hours, but by staying in Baba's remembrance in our every action. And when we become perfect, we become instruments to reveal Baba. Baba in the recent Murli also said that children always ask him to fix the date of revelation, but he asks us children to fix the date of our revelation, because he says that only when we are revealed, when our complete stage is revealed, then Baba is revealed to the world. So how will we reveal our complete stage is by doing this, by staying in remembrance with every action that we do. We become close to our perfection, and when we become perfect, the revelation will happen. So again, in essence, Baba is saying, sweet children, perform every deed while staying in remembrance, and many will continue to receive a vision of you.
Om Shanti.